getting a little bit of fan feedback on you, Charlie.
All right, let me shut it off.
You trying to talk, Matt?
Nope.
Okay. It was flashing blue. I was just making sure.
Right.
All right, everyone's here, it looks like.
Looks like. All right, let me get my... Actually, close my character sheet. I haven't done that since whenever we started.
I thought you were going to say 2 weeks ago.
No, I actually closed it a couple of days ago when I was closing a bunch of tabs in Chrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overwatch looks cool.
A lot of people in my Dash are blogging a bunch of stuff about it. I'm a bit confused, but intrigued.
It's Team Fortress.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's
but
a...
But with girls.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... War is a man's art.
Loading Ready Live had a section about it. I still haven't finished it because I've only been watching it when I can legitimize myself not reading, like, when I'm eating. But it looks cool. Mm-hmm. Pumbler is in love with it, as you might have expected.
I'm glad you get to play as the scientist Gorilla. That's an old pulp standby.
Wasn't he the villain in one of your games for... The Pope
yeah.
I'm blanking the name of.
Yeah, like I said, pulp novels have had this weird thing about scientist gorillas who moved into DC after a while.
It's the gorilla mandate.
Why did this come about?
Because there was a mandate that has so many comics had to feature gorilla on the cover.
What?
Look up the gorilla mandate.
Alright, hold on.
Because they found inexplicable sales links to any appearance of a gorilla on the cover of a comic book. Well, it's not really inexplicable.
They will die on every page.
It's completely explicable.
I mean, I remember the all eighth variant covers of Marvel comics for like a couple years ago.
It's also the JLU gorilla or... No, it's the GLU. There's a universe in DC that's all gorillas. And also they have Gorilla Grodd, who's in the regular universe.
Good. Well, things to know, I guess.
I mean, there's also a DC universe that's apparently Blaxploitation.
That's not even counting Power Man.
Yeah, no, it's just like all exploitation film themed, like and down to, it's like set in the '70s always.
Solid. Oh, and also there's the Ultra Humanite, who is a man in a man who put his mind inside a gorilla,
right?
And that and fought Superman because he wants to put his mind in Superman's body.
That's an interesting choice. To call yourself the superhumanite and put your brain first in a gorilla and then want to put it inside an alien.
Human knight, not human, ultra human.
Well, he's a super, he wants to be a superhuman. Why would you go with a human?
Why would you call yourself human if you're going to put your head in a gorilla? Call yourself gorilla knight.
No, it's superhuman. Superhuman knight.
Also, like, I think he was dying, so the gorilla was like, just... Something that was around.
Just a standby.
A gorilla of necessity.
Great, he
knows about the Ultra Humanite.
He's
all
got,
I know
a
is
a finely tailored suit that he maintains perfectly. I'm sorry for this ill-appearance, Superman.
Well, actually, the funny thing is, and I know this from all his appearances on Justice League Unlimited in Justice League, guy's really into classy shit. Like, he sold out the super group he was in, so if Batman, because Batman made like a 24-hour opera thing on PBS.
On PBS? Rich guys don't sell out people for PBS?
Okay.
He's not rich.
Oh,
but
okay.
Batman is. I can just say, hey, how about all this opera? And then his second one, he helped the Flash repair a toy duck for Christmas.
Everything okay?
Oh, me, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about comics and then variant covers. One of the sleazy vampire novels that I read a lot in high school, Anita Blake, got a comic series done, and it's really good, but there's a variant cover set where it's her versus a bunch of people in Marvel as while they're zombies, because that's what she does, is she raises and fights zombies.
Well, there is the Marvel universe that is entirely zombies, and also Evil Dead.
Zombies are the superior life form.
You mean that? No. That's just a variant cover, though.
Yeah, Marvel Zombies. Also, Bash from Evil Dead is there.
I didn't know he showed up. I did know that they killed and ate the Silver Surfer and then managed to gain the power cosmic through it in the main Marvel Zombies storyline. I believe the Hulk bites Silver Surfer's head off.
Fair enough. Silver Surfer was terrible.
Space whiner.
Well, but he gets to hang out with Galactus, and Galactus is cool.
I mean, like, they made him silver and featureless so that they didn't have to draw so much.
That's kind of how a lot of those things are. Like, I remember hearing the thing from Dave Gibbons that he made Rorschach like he did because all he had to do was draw a hat.
Yeah, draw a hat and make some splotches.
Well, I mean, then again, he was also paired up with the most Jack Kirby character to ever exist, Galactus.
Yeah, and to be fair, at least they didn't spend $1 million in CGI on Rorschach in the comic books.
I wonder if that effect became practical in anywhere else. The Rorschach effects. I was wondering if it was...
I think a lot of the underlying stuff for it is probably used in many other things.
Right, I was just wondering if it was just like one and done, or if it was a benefit to the CGI industry.
Yes, PayPal, I know I paid $12 for something.
Because I think he wears in filming, he was wearing like a mask that had a cutout for like his eyes and his mouth, right? And then they used that as the basis for like how his mask changed.
Seems right.
And then there were... I know the popular thing in cosplay for Rorschach was that the material that's like thermal sensitive, and so when it gets hot, it turns black.
Wow.
So the mask keeps changing as you keep breathing into it. Also, yes, Rarl. Possibly the greatest sound effect from all of comics.
I'm just not a fan of Brett Booth's style of comics, I guess.
Ooh?
He's the one who drew the Anita Blake comics. And he's got a very distinct style. He does a lot of the book-to-comic stuff for Marvel. It's not, like, you know, awful. It's just very distinct. I'm just not a crazy fan of it.
All right. I guess I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
But we just lost Kevin. Never mind.
I guess I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, then.
You recording?
Yep.
I'm also recording. Yeah, one black green for a 3-3 death touch.
Pretty good stat line.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it only kills your own creatures, though.
Yes, there you go.
Damn well, it. We're about to find out.
What? Wait, how does that work?
It doesn't. Let's keep going.
Works.
Pay three, and it becomes a plant wall that's attacking you.
Thank you, Robo Rosewater. All right.
Anyway, yes, there's an expedition.
He's setting up an